Get off the fence.
Yeah, but, new, but, yeah, but, new, but, yeah.
It's popped up in this segment.
Yes, so I find myself in a bit of a predicament. I have to be very careful how I explain my current situation, but I have a friend. I know that this person has cheated on their partner, and I'm not doing anything about it. I'm not confronting them. I'm not confronting the partner. I'm not getting involved. And the question kind of popped up this morning of like, is that the right thing to do? Is that the best thing to do? Or maybe if you're in this situation, you do tell the person or the partner.
That's where I sit. I really feel like you need to let the person know.
So I feel
especially
like
if they're a good friend. If it's an acquaintance, maybe let it fly, but a good friend.
Can I be really honest?
Yeah.
Prior to being in this situation, agree wholeheartedly with you.
Mm.
But now that I'm in the situation, I don't want to get involved. But look, we're happy to take calls on this. And I mean, unfortunately, I think people have found themselves in these situations because people do cheat on their partners. So
Mike from Coffs, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
What's your take on this, man? Should we be telling people?
It's a heavy one, isn't it?
We find ourselves in this situation.
Yeah, well, my advice would be is to not go to your friend and tell her that the partner cheated on him or her.
Making a few assumptions about who's cheated on who, but that's okay.
Exactly. I would actually confront the cheater.
So the person who's cheated.
Yeah, confront the cheater and let them know nicely that you know and that you don't agree with it, but it's up to the actual person to
be honest.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good way of getting involved without getting too involved.
Yeah. And then it's on them to tell the other person they have to. You basically...
Well, that's right. Yeah. I guarantee that you'll even feel better by just confronting the cheater.
Okay. Guaranteed. I'm not losing heaps of sleep over this, to be honest. But maybe that's because I don't like confrontation. And I'm really okay with letting people make their own choices.
You're in the perfect blackmail position if you wanted to.
I really am.
Yeah, you know,
if only I was that kind of a person, this would be a winning situation for me.
Just a thought. Extortion, it could be on the cards. Belinda.
Hey, Belinda.
1060. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, have you been in this situation as well?
Yes, I told a very good friend of mine that her husband was cheating. And because he had a history of cheating in the past, this time she just didn't want to believe it.
Mm.
Haven't spoken to her in 15 years and she's cut everybody out of her life.
Mm. See, that can happen too. If someone just... Did she know? Like, I just feel like if your partner's cheating on you, know. That's the other thing. I'm like...
You should be able to sense it. You think, but some people are great. Some people are really good liars. And other people choose not to want to believe it as well.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. And she knew.
She knew.
Because, and when he's cheated in the past, she knew. And I was with her when she's caught him red-handed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this time I didn't understand why she wouldn't believe it. But to cut everybody out of her life, like there's quite a few of us she no longer has anything to do with.
Yeah, because I can imagine for her, maybe she's embarrassed about it, but she loves this guy and so she's sticking with the relationship. Like love does really wild things to people.
Would you do it again?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, do it again. Okay, standing by it, Matt. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So it feels like the right thing to do, but I also understand avoiding it at all costs because it's super awkward.
It's so awkward,
Crystal in Berkeley Vale. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
Where do you side with this?
I side with 100% telling the person. I've been in that position where my partner actually was the person cheating on me.
Oh, wow. So sorry.
Yeah, and I it's okay. It happens. And I actually stuck. People used to tell me, you know, he was cheating on me. I chose not to believe it. And I stayed with him for years, had children, wasted my life. Well, not my children, they were a blessing. But,
of course. I know what you're saying, though.
You know, being in that position and knowing that people knew and that some of them didn't tell me, you know, it's not a nice feeling to waste your time on someone that you think.
Yeah, that's almost worse, isn't it? When you find out, and then you find out other people knew and they said nothing.
Yeah, that's
that is worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
So that could happen in this situation as well.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. It's a bit. It's a different, I don't want to go into too much detail just because, you know, we're talking about people who don't know that we're talking about
them. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Crystal.
I know that you probably feel that, like, meddling with the relationship, but that person that's cheating is already meddling with it. They don't care.
True. Right. And it's their choices, and I feel like it's up to them. For me, it's up to them to sort their relationship out. It's not up to me to fix someone else's relationship. That's just how I feel about it today.
And Crystal, after being in that situation yourself, have you gone on for the better?
I wouldn't say the better, but I've definitely learned to know what the warning signs are and stuff like that.
Okay. That's cool.
Are you still single, are you?
Learning is good.
I am recently single, yes.
Well, we have a segment called Dine or Dash on our show. I mean, you are more than welcome to get involved. We might find someone for you. Hey, who knows? We're here for you.
I think I'll see you clear this year.
Okay. Oh, completely understand.
Thanks
I just thought
for calling,
I'd
hun.
Throw the offer out there.